All right, council meeting for Thursday, December the 2nd, 2025, is called to order. Invocation by Reverend Jim Kinder, Orange Beach Methodist Church, followed by Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate you.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, as we enter this Advent season, we give you thanks for the incredible gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and for a city that recognizes the true meaning of this time of year. As the lights and decorations brighten our streets, may your hope, love, joy, and peace continue to fill our hearts and homes. As our leaders gather to conduct the business of the community, we pray that you would enliven their hearts with your vision and purpose for the city, strengthen their resolve to pursue what is good, just, and life-giving, so that your kingdom values are reflected here in all that is done. And as our guests and visitors cross our boundaries, may they have a sense of your presence in a meaningful way, returning to their homes with a renewed hope and vision of what could be and should be. We thank you, Lord, for entrusting us with the privilege of serving this community. May our voices never tire of declaring your joy to the world, for the Lord indeed has come. And we pray this in the name of our King and Savior, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
All right, council.
Thanks again, Pastor.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart? Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Mayor Kenney?
Here. Considering our agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Considering our previous minutes, organizational council meeting 11-3-25, work session, regular council meeting committee of the whole 11-4-25, and our work session 11-5-25. There were no objections. Reading of the minutes will be waived. Are there any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Mayor, I just want to take the time and tell staff, great job. All of our Christmas decorations, they're hung. City Hall's lit up. Offices are lit up. But it puts a big smile on a lot of folks. A lot of folks' face. We just came through a great Thanksgiving holiday. A lot of family, a lot of friends in town. It's really great. Look for the holiday season and the spirit to grow. That's it. Thank you.
The Christmas tree lighting is tonight at the Wharf. 5:30 p.m. is the start of the program, so I hope to see everybody there.
Yes.
A disclaimer. Opinions expressed by the mayor today may or may not be logical, reasonable, legitimate due to the Merry Christmas medicine I am on. So.
Well, we're going to have a normal council meeting.
That's right. Yeah. Chew the meat, spit out the bones. Any other announcements? Auditing of accounts?
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interest are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest and swift supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Motion carries. Moving to new business under miscellaneous. Approval of a retail restaurant liquor license application, Beach Bar, Driftwood Oyster Bar, Pedito Beach Boulevard.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Approval of restaurant retail liquor license, 25241 Pedito Beach Boulevard for Old Salt. Unit 101.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, computer backup, technology support, managed services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
All right.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizes execution of an interlocal agreement with Baldwin County Emergency Communication District for 911 services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding a bid for the construction of Phase 1 Caternal Parks Trails Project, asphalt services in amount not to exceed $255,252.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing an additional one-time payment to city employees for future services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution declaring Christmas pole decorations owned by the City of Orange Beach a surplus and unneeded, authorizing the mayor and city clerk to dispose of such property.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Say in Litchfield to provide professional design services for the new Civic Center, $692,752.86.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution appointing Ryan Long, Paul McGee to the Board of Adjustment.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution of a task order with Geocon Engineering and Material Testing, Geotechnical Exploration Engineering, new pool at the Aquatic Center, $5,200.
Move to
adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of medical services agreement with Foley Clinic Corporation doing business as Baldwin Health Medical Group Primary and Urgent Care at Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a medical services agreement with Coastal 3 Holdings doing business as Southern Rapid Care, Healthcare.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution approving the fiscal year 2026 budget for the City of Orange Beach, including transfer of special revenue funds to general fund for special revenue fund projects.
Move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting on December 16th.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of an amendment to the enrollment agreement with Blue Cross Blue Shield to renew the employee health plan.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a stop loss insurance for the City of Orange Beach fiscal year 2026.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the City of Orange Beach to join a signatory on an amicus brief to be filed in Singleton v. Montgomery.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Hear a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. We go straight to the committee of the whole meeting. All right. Committee of the whole, Tuesday, December 2nd, 25, is called to order. Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Robertson?
Here.
Councilmember Harrelson?
Here.
Councilmember Stewart?
Aye.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes, work session 11:17, regular council meeting committee of the whole 11:18, special call council meeting 11:21. Those will be moved forward for review. Moving to new business under miscellaneous, discuss school board appointment, discuss request to waive Orange Beach shooting complex fees for a fundraiser benefiting the United States Police K-9 Association K-9 trials to be held in Orange Beach February 8th through 12th, 25. Moving to resolutions. Resolution authorizing the city to host community events for the benefit of cities and visitors of the City of Orange Beach during 2026. Resolution authorizing the execution of a performance contract with Ann.
Good luck.
Give me here. What's it? Ann Smith.
Thank you.
Ann Jones. Ann Giada. Is that close enough? I'm looking at you, Bedford. Gotcha. Oh, gotcha. Okay. for golf instruction services. Resolution authorizing the execution of performance contract with Joan Hill for water aerobics instruction at the Aquatic Center. Resolution to update the list of volunteer firefighters and reserve police officers covered under the workers' compensation insurance. Resolution authorizing the execution of a retainer agreement for the outside counsel for the city of Orange Beach for 2026. Resolution appointing members and reappointing existing members to the Legislative Review Committee. Resolution authorizing the City of Orange Beach, Alabama to levy taxes within its police jurisdiction for the year 2026. Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional services agreement with Chris Litton for various special services. Resolution extending the entertainment district at San Rock, Perdido Beach Resort. Resolution extending the entertainment district at the Wharf. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with McCullough Architecture for architectural services. Resolution authorizing execution of performance contract with Baldwin County Economic Development Alliance. Resolution appropriating funds to the Gulf Shores Airport Authority in the amount not to exceed $75,000 for fiscal year 2026. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Socialize Your Business for social media consulting and marketing services. Resolution authorizing execution of a professional services agreement with Bob Riley and Associates for lobbying services. Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional services agreement with Vine Skoyak Associates for consulting services. Anybody questions on any of those?
I do. Ford, I believe we talked in our workshop today about our Wednesday. You don't have to get up. Wednesday, Jeremiah's coming down. Were we going to entertain some of the new council members that had questions about that, possibly be in that meeting with them? I just want to make sure. Okay. That's all.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Moving to public hearing. Set a public hearing for an ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Phoenix West 2, PUD modification, the Oasis at Orange Beach signage.
And I think as discussed per legal review, we're going to say, since that same exact request was denied on July 15th, 2025, that the advice back to the applicant is going to be that they wait for the full year to lapse before they resubmit.
Okay. A reminder, public hearing and first reading for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, AC Hotel Orange Beach PUD on December 16th, 2025. Mm-hmm. Moving to ordinances. Ordinance adopting the Baldwin County Emergency Communications District GIS addressing office street name standards within the city of Orange Beach, Alabama. Ordinance amending and restating Chapter 42, Article 2, Division 2, Section 42-1 of the Code of Ordinances of the City of Orange Beach, Alabama to update technical codes for land development. Ordinance amending Chapter 70, Article 2, Section 70-72 of the Code of Ordinances for the City of Orange Beach, Alabama to reduce the speed limit from 45 to 35 on the portion of State Highway 182 from milepost 1155 to milepost 1313, which is essentially a short spread in front of Coastal and City.
Eastward.
Yeah, eastward. And it is for, we're going to put the palm trees in the medium as we have over in front of GT's, but ALDOT requires you to drop the speed limit to 35. But it's a very congested area that probably moves at 35 anyway, so we think it's a fair trade-off. And hopefully we'll be able to do that in the spring. Is that right? All right. Thank y'all. All righty. I think that's everything. Okay, questions? Floor is open for questions, comments, anything you'd like.
By a show of hands, how many of you here can define what an amicus brief is?
I'm sorry, can I just get your name?
CC Marino. By show of hands, how many of you here
know
what an amicus brief is?
If you have a statement to make, please state.
You just signed a $15,000 resolution for an amicus brief. Do you know what it is?
It doesn't matter whether we know. Do you know?
I rest my case.
There you go. Thank you. That was quick. Been there before.
I mean, I can.
I know. And I made the mistake of not letting you do that.
Yeah, well.
I know, but
I'm glad you took one for the team here.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Well, for everybody in the audience, that is not how we conduct business here. Anybody is welcome to come to that microphone in a courteous, respectful way, but don't come up here in a way that is, we know is adversarial, agitation. It's just not what we do. It's got to be constructive, and that in no way was. So thank y'all. I hope y'all understand. I hope everybody in the audience understands that. So,
I mean, Jamie, did you want to explain what that was? I think it would be helpful because it was helpful to me to talk about
so,
it.
So assuming...
should we do it so we can show we're not really stupid?
Sure.
Well, it's a friend of the court.
Because we do know what it means, I promise you.
Sure. So,
go ahead, Brent. Go ahead, Larga.
Okay. You know, we're supporting... It's called a friend of the court brief. We are joining several other municipalities to support challenging a law that said that panhandling could not be outlawed as a business. So a municipality in Alabama outlawed panhandling, and a ruling from a court said, oh, you can't do that. So we are appealing that, and we're joining other municipalities in that effort because we believe that we should be able to govern public health and safety issues in our cities. So that's what that's about.
Panhandling.
Begging for money.
Thank you.
Begging for money.
And I would think that the majority of residents of Orange Beach would agree and understand.
Yeah.
And it's not a lack of compassion in any way, form, or fashion. It's common sense. Because if it's good for one, then it's good for everyone. And if everyone can't do it without disrupting our lives, then one can't do it. And panhandling, yeah, especially in this roadway situation, is not a good place to be.
Correct.
And that is also being done in coordination with the League of Municipalities. Mm-hmm. So it's to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay.
Very good.
Amicus brief. Thank you so much.
By a show of hands, did everybody understand what this young lady said?
She just beat me to it.
Okay. She just beat Jack to it. I knew that was coming.
Well,
Jack, I knew that was coming.
You. Anybody else got anything
I didn't know that was coming.
They'd like to add?
I mean, if you want to talk about the timing issue, we needed to move it up because of the deadlines, with court deadlines, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has to be filed with the court December 12th.
Okay.
And it was supposed to be, the court wanted them in October, and then now they have extended to December, later in December, and then just this week, yesterday, we got notice that they've moved that timeline to December 12th. So our next council meeting won't be until December 16th.
Correct.
So we had to move that up to the agenda tonight instead of leaving it on the cow and voting next time.
And we didn't set those deadlines. The federal court set those deadlines.
Mm-hmm. Supreme Court.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Just making sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? You scared? All right, then I guess we all go to the wharf for the Christmas tree lighting.
Christmas tree lighting.
Hey, happy holidays.
Yes.
It's going to be a great night down there, okay?
It is.
Yes,
it
is.
Yes, yes.
See
Merry
all
Christmas,
there.
Everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
5:30 at the wharf.
And check out the Visions of Christmas program if you haven't already gotten your tickets.